And I'd like now to welcome Diane Karp. She is the executive director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, and she is with us here many Fridays speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Good
and
morning.
I just want to put a heads up out there for all those turkeys. Beware. They're
yeah.
out to get you this week.
It's so true.
Scary.
You know what I'm making for Thanksgiving this year?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Cannelloni.
Cannelloni? Is that related to cantaloupe?
No, it's Italian.
Well, it's an Italian. Isn't that how they say cantaloupe in Italian? Cannelloni.
No,
they take the pasta, they stuff it with the cheese, the chicken, the meat, the spinach, or whatever they got.
Yep.
It's nice. Are you doing it in a white sauce or a red one?
Both.
The whole 11 yards.
Yes.
You do know we can't any longer say the whole 9 yards.
Why not?
Because those cement mixers, which is what it's all about, are no longer mixers to carry 9 cubic yards. They now carry 11 cubic yards, which means that we no longer say it's the whole 9 yards. We have to say it's the whole 11 yards or it won't make any contemporary
sense.
You know, sense.
You're really a nerd.
I am a mega nerd.
You are a mega nerd. Okay, so what's happening this week?
Lots and lots of stuff, and we're going to start with today. Tonight, the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band is going to be performing Americana and Blues at 8 p.m. at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill, right over there, 37 Fire Place. And you can call 988-1234, my favorite number, which is the Lensic Ticket Service.
That's a good number.
And get tickets for it. Other things going on, if you've got children or young people, or you're young at heart or childish, Fancy Clue and the Boarding House Mystery is playing at the Santa Fe Playhouse. It's part of the Children's Theater Productions, and they're presenting local playwright Rebecca Morgan's melodramatic spoof on films from Hollywood that have been lost, the Hollywood Golden Age. And it's really wonderful to go, take children, have a theater experience. The Santa Fe Playhouse is one of those gems. It's a tiny little theater. It's right downtown at 142 East of Vargas Street. And it's charming. It's like going into someone's living room and watching a performance. And it's apparently, I haven't seen it, but it's apparently a really sweet performance. Obviously, the last ad that we heard was the performance tonight and tomorrow at the Lensic Performing Arts Center.
Underwriting.
Yes. Fusion Theater presenting Marc Saint-Germain's wonderful play, Freud's Last Session. And I have proof that his last session was not with C.S. Lewis, and it didn't take place at the Lensic. But the play is going to be fantastic.
Excellent.
Yes. The big event for the weekend, oddly enough, is one of the events that makes Santa Fe as extraordinary as it is, and it is Aiden Comfort's big fundraising event.
Oh, good. I'm glad you mentioned it.
There's the Celebrity Chef Dinner, which is going to be tonight all over the place, primarily at La Posada, with chefs from all over the place. I didn't mean the event takes place. And then tomorrow night is the big gala. And I can tell you, all you need to do is pick up Pasa Tiempo. This issue is really focused on that, and it talks at great length and in great detail, marvelously, about Armistead Maupin and Christopher Turner, who are the honorary leaders of the band for this year's Aiden Comfort events.
And Jonah Raskin in a class by himself.
Obviously.
Talking at Collected Works Bookstore tonight.
We just heard.
We heard about, yes.
That was such a wonderful interview, and I have to tell you that, you know, I was sort of raised within the context of there isn't a right answer. It's that you have to figure out what your right answer is. And sometimes you're wrong, and that's okay.
All right, what is 79 times 32?
No, I don't know that answer.
See?
Yeah, I know. You want me to make one up?
No.
90, okay. On Saturday, there's also an amazing amount that's going on. The Green River Pottery is opening up for their Open Studio annual holiday sale. from 9 to 6, and Green River Pottery is one of our marvelous local crafts
groups. Indeed. I'm glad you're...
And there, over there, 1710 Lena Street, so it's over toward the Lena Street Lofts, but it's on the left before you actually get there. And High Mayhem is having their fall concert series on Saturday night at 7 p.m., and it's called Loud, Louder, Loudest. That may distress some, but it may attract others. And High Mayhem is one of those centers of really innovative, creative music, electronic music, popular music, presenting all kinds of things all the time. And it's at 2811 Siler Lane, off of Siler Road to the right. And I recommend that. Another thing going on is Karen Allison. Karen Allison is a phenomenal jazz singer and pianist who's going to be performing at La Posada on Saturday night at 7 p.m. to raise money for the George O'Keefe Museum, another great center of the arts here in Santa Fe. And you can, again, go to 988-1234 for tickets.
And Jason Lewis is talking about his book, The Expedition, The True Story of the First Human-Powered Circumnavigation of the Earth, Part 1, Dark Waters. And I talked to this guy, he was on the air yesterday.
Yes.
And it is amazing. These guys are nuts.
Totally crazy.
They're totally nuts.
Honest to goodness, I listened to that interview. I walked into work and I said, some people are totally out of their minds.
And
3 days of yachting and they put themselves out into the world to cross the ocean.
They crossed the ocean on a pedal boat, which they built with a bicycle pedaling system.
Yeah.
And they pedaled across the Atlantic. And then they got on bicycles and roller skates and things like that. And it's a trilogy.
Inline skates, please. Not roller skates.
Oh, sorry.
I was listening. But the real point here
but
is
roller skates.
It's at Collected Works.
Yes.
It's at 6 o'clock on Saturday. And for any people who are really fascinated by those who take on challenges that seem completely beyond human scope, go and meet these guys and listen to them. The other thing that's happening on Saturday night that's really a remarkable and exciting presentation is a collaboration between AHA, the After Hours Alliance, the Santa Fe Art Institute, and Lucky Bean Cafe, which is where the old, was it Barnes & Noble or was it
Borders.
I knew it was one of those big bookstores. Used to be over at Sambusco. And we're presenting Alexis Gideon. Alexis is an animator, a composer, a performer, and he has been working over the last 8 years on taking traditional mythology and turning it into something immediately accessible and very dynamic. And this is the mythology that comes out of Irish mythology. And he's been working on this for several years, and what he's done is he's taken a scientist, Dunn, and a writer. The scientist is the Irish physicist John William Dunn, and the Irish 20th century Irish writer Lord Dunsany, and he's created this phenomenal presentation that is an self-animated, very beautiful, beautiful video. The music that he has written to go along with it, and he will be performing. It's dynamic. It's gorgeous. It's funky. It's a little bit crazy, and it's going to be presented on Saturday night at 6 p.m. If you have any questions about it, you can call the Art Institute at 424-5050 and ask for any additional information that you may need. But this is going to be one of those performances where children can go, old folks can go, people who like mythology, people who like opera, people who like animation and contemporary music. So come out and join us for this really lovely collaboration. We've been working with AHA a lot. And the Art Institute obviously works with all kinds of other organizations in town.
Which is one of the things we love about you, because you're so collaborative.
And it's one of the things that we really love about Santa Fe. There are all these great arts organizations who are willing and happy to work together.
Yep.
And to that, on Saturday night, Dust in the Machine Gallery Conversation. Jesse Vogler, who is a participating artist over at CCA in the Dust in the Machine set, is going to be moderating a panel of, and I'm quoting, researchers, scientists, artists, and administrators, I don't know what they administer, linking image, text, and citation in conjunction with the exhibit that's on at CCA, and it's happening at 4 p.m., so go over to CCA 4 o'clock on Saturday, check it out, and stay for the conversation.
And on Sunday at Collected Works Bookstore at 3 in the afternoon, come and meet Kathy Krieger, who is the author and creator of Rick's Cafe in Casablanca, literally in Casablanca.
Yes. Yeah.
That's at 3 in the afternoon, and basically they took, I mean, we all know the Rick's Cafe from the movie Casablanca.
Yes.
And some enterprising person built an actual cafe, which is there, and wrote a whole book about it.
Life imitates art.
Yep.
You gotta love it. Also on Sunday, the New Mexico History Museum over there at the Palace of the Governors is opening a wonderful exhibition called Tall Tales of the Wild West, The Stories of Carl May.
Carl May.
And Carl May was this crazy German guy who, and they're showing photographs of him.
How do you know he was crazy?
Well, just listen to this. This crazy German guy who used to dress up either like cowboys or like Indians. He had never been to the United States. But the fascination with the Wild West absolutely was the catalyst for the way in which he lived his entire life. So he has these marvelous photographs. He also was involved in the making of films.
Well, what he did was he wrote 100 novels,
yes,
adventure,
yes,
stories, and some of them were made into films.
Into films, exactly.
And apparently revitalized the German film industry at a time when it was really down.
And it presented the history of the Wild West from the perspective, primarily, though fantasized, of the Native Americans.
Right.
So the Navajo warriors and the Cherokee warriors were really the heroes, and usually at the end of the films, when you have this big, you know, dust storm of horses coming in to save the day, it's not the American cavalry and it's not the cowboys, it's the Native Americans who are coming in to pull it out at the last minute. So the German author who revitalized Wild West in Europe and rebuilt German film.
And I think a lot of the tourism that comes through Santa Fe, New Mexico, is indirectly or directly due to the kind of fantasy about the West created in the imagination of a lot of Germans and Europeans.
A lot of Germans and Europeans, but Carl May was one of the guys who made it most popular.
That's,
and
yeah,
most accessible. Another thing happening on Sunday, if you don't get over there between 3 and 4 p.m. is the talk. The Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra at 4 p.m. is presenting at the Lensic Handel's Messiah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. And always a rousing experience. And there's going to be a pre-concert lecture at 3 p.m. So if you want to learn something about the history of the Messiah, you can go and do that as well.
Journey Santa Fe is having their Sunday morning event at 11 o'clock. And this time it's Breaking the Silence, Women Driving Change in the World's Most Challenging Places. Nima Namandabu is from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and she is in conversation with Mijan Seli Thobias. I know who that is. Mijan, yeah. Who is a candidate in international multicultural education and a member of the Journey Program Committee. And KSFR host David Bacon. It's Sunday morning, November 18th at 11 in the morning. And
the drama on Barcelona, the poetry readings. You had John Davis on to talk about this.
Yes.
John Davis, who's the poet laureate of Santa Fe, and he teaches at the Institute of American Indian Arts. So he's teaming up with the creative writing students at 3 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Santa Fe over there on Barcelona Street. In celebration of IAIA's 50th anniversary, wonderful poetry, spoken word. Check it out, 3 o'clock on Sunday. There's also the concert for Hurricane Sandy Relief. It's the Santa Fe Emergency residencies that are being kicked back into gear.
Oh, boy.
We are opening the Art Institute to artists and writers and performers from Lower Manhattan and the New Jersey coast to come. And in conjunction, the Concert for Hurricane Sandy Relief is going to be local musicians, mostly driven by Joe West and the Santa Fe Review, Jono Manson, Todd and the Fox, J.A.K.A., Jacka, lots of others, from 3 to 11 p.m. at Cowgirl. And the idea is make a donation, and the money will be sent off to help those who are still struggling. 17 days after the disaster, there are still hundreds of thousands of people that don't have electricity or heat or a place to live. So please come out and support in any way that you can. And if you would like to call the Art Institute, 424-5050, and make a donation to help support the emergency residency, please do that as well.
Now today, Serenata of Santa Fe, all chamber music, all the time, presents classic drama with pianist Norman Krieger. It's a whole special day featuring a master class in the morning and an evening performance at 6 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Center. And talented young Santa Fe area pianists will be there. You can learn more about that. And Mozart, Chopin, Beethoven, all sorts of things, and other musicians will be there as well, David Feldberg and so on. And for more information, 989-7988, Serenata of Santa Fe.
On Sunday, all day from 10 to 5 p.m., the annual Contemporary Clay Fair, New Mexico Potters and Clay Artists Group, has a group show and sale of porcelain, terracotta, stoneware. It's at the Santa Fe Women's Club. There is no charge to get in.
And the Santa Fe University of Art and Design Chorus Fall Ensemble Concert is free to the public, and that's happening on Sunday at 4 in the afternoon. It's a set of original songs performed by local indie rock band Tree Motel.
Yeah, and the Santa Fe University of Art and Design students as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
And it's at the Center for Contemporary Arts Munoz Waxman Gallery.
Yes, another collaboration, which is just great. Moving on to Monday, the Archaeological Society of Santa Fe is having one of their lectures, and this one is fascinating. Reading about it, I realize there's a lot I don't really know about Santa Fe and its history. It's a lecture called Having Fought and Died Together, Examining the Battle of Glorieta Pass, and it's about a Confederate mass grave that is the result of the Civil War battle that went on at Glorieta Pass. And I think what happens is we often think of the history of Santa Fe not related to the late 19th century phenomenon of the Civil War. So I recommend it. It's at the Courtyard Marriott. There's no charge, and if you want more information, you can dial 455-2444.
And Felines and Friends featured cat of the week this week is Adamo, who's a little bit shy, but is coming along nicely in his foster home. Adamo will purr once she feels secure. She's a beautiful girl with light green eyes and a medium-length coat with brown tabby markings and some white areas. And if you're interested in adopting this kitty, you can call Felines and Friends at 505-316-2281. You can go to fnfnm.org, and you can also write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
The Museum of Contemporary Native Arts, which always has some of the most stunning exhibitions, and it has a group of them up, definitely worth going to see, is going to have a lecture this weekend, and I don't actually have the exact date, but it's a lecture about the 50 artists, 50 years to celebrate the history and the anniversary of IAIA. And if you will give the museum a call at 983-8900, you can get the rest of the information on that one. But it should be a really, really interesting talk.
And I got a note from Rob DeWalt, who says Rob DeWalt. Big shout out to Rob DeWalt.
We love Rob.
We do. Alexis Gideon, Video Music's Three Floating Oceans, animated video opera with live musical accompaniment. the opening act, Flying Wall Studios Puppet Show. And all of this is Saturday, tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Lucky Bean Cafe. And there's a small cover to pay the artists, and you can also get Lucky Bean refreshments.
Yes.
Did you read that one already?
I did, but here's the other thing that I have to tell you. The opening act is a local Santa Fe puppet group that are going to be sort of opening the event. And the thing that's nice about this is every penny that comes in will pay the artists. And so it's really just a direct line to supporting creative art in Santa Fe.
And you read the Contemporary Clay Fair.
I did,
okay.
Indeed.
Just checking.
Another thing that I want to talk about that's sort of out there and coming up that I want everyone to be aware of is the Circus Luminous performance that's going to be over the Thanksgiving weekend, and I think we need to think about that because we're not going to be here next Friday to talk about it. Circus Luminous, the Circus Acts troupe that is Wise Fool New Mexico's 10th annual Thanksgiving tradition presentation, will be at 7 p.m. on Friday, 2 and 7 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, at the Lensic Performing Arts Center. It's a tradition in Santa Fe that has grown over the past 10 years. And it's extraordinary. So it's local performers, local musicians, local creative arts. It's a fabulous way to celebrate Thanksgiving weekend. Another thing that's going to be out there is the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet's annual holiday presentation.
Yay.
Of The Nutcracker.
Yay.
That will start Saturday, the 1st of December at 5 p.m., and then Sunday, the 2nd, and it's at the Lensic, again, 988-1234. Ingrain that number on your hearts, folks. And call often, because everything that goes on at the Lensic is pretty amazing.
Another, did you talk about the Santa Fe Art Auction? The Santa Fe Art Auction. Preview of the Santa Fe Art Auction is today from 10 in the morning till 8 in the evening. And
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah,
so
and then
tell me.
Tomorrow from 9 to 1, live auction tomorrow at 1:30. You can download a free catalog. Well, let's see. Let me see if there's a telephone number here. So it's santafeartauction.com, and the phone number is 954-5858.
The other thing I want to mention is not only is a Wise Fool presenting the event Circus Luminous, but in December, but they're having a 10th year fundraising gala dinner, and it's 6:30 to 9 on Sunday, November 25th, again on Thanksgiving weekend, at the Taberna La Boca, which is La Boca's little tapas restaurant.
It's so good.
So good. So sweet.
I could go broke there.
We don't want to talk about that piece.
I'm not saying it's expensive. I'm just saying it's so good.
I know. It's a little bit expensive, but we need to help all of these creative organizations. So if you can, go out and support Circus Luminous. The other thing that I want to talk about is the Santa Fe Film Festival. The Santa Fe Film
Yay.
Festival has been revived over the last couple of years, and it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And you can come out and support it from December 6th to December 9th. We have no way of thanking effectively the people that put this together. It is accessible. The screenings are phenomenal. You get to hear and meet and see the directors and the producers and some of the actors. And it's a little bit like what the Sundance Festival used to be like before it got so big that it became unpleasant. So take advantage of it, support them. And if you can, on Wednesday the 5th, the night before the festival, they're going to have a screening of Now Forager, a film about love and fungi, with a Q&A with co-director Jason Cortland at the New Mexico History Museum. And following that, there'll be a three-course dinner. It's their pre-festival fundraiser. Please come out and support them as well. And if you want more information, that's 988-7414. And the other thing I want to talk about is that on December 5th, Wednesday, the Lannan Foundation Literary Event. How lucky we are to live in the city with the Lannan Foundation.
Yes, indeed.
They're going to be bringing Hamid Dabashi, who's going to be talking about Iran with alternative radio host David Barsamyan. And I think it's very important for everybody to have a sense of the powerful culture and the powerful history of the country, Iran, Persia. We tend to listen to the media and hear them vilified and created as like the greatest threat that's presented to the U.S. It is not so. We need to be open-minded and hear both sides of this discussion. And the Lannan Foundation on Wednesday at the Lensic is going to be bringing it to us. Imagine that you can hear the things that you do get to hear presented by the Lannan. All the height of intellectual and cultural and creative minds.
And then they are rerun on Sundays. The recording is run on Sundays on KSFR in the afternoon.
Yes. And it is a resource and a point of pride for the city that we have access
indeed.
To all of these amazing creative and intellectual thinkers.
Well, Diane Karp is the director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, which is on the web at sfai.org.
One more quickie. I apologize.
5050 is their number.
Snow Poems, which is the project of Edie Song, is a community poetry presentation. They're going to be stenciling the poetry in fake snow on windows, so
nice.
It's really public. And the application and submission begins November 17th. That's Saturday. We'll go on through the 17th of December. Please go to snowpoemsproject.com.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. It's time to go. Diane, thank you very much for being here. And
hasta la vista.
Ciao.